Well, CBS's Natalie Brand says among the victims, athletes heading out from a competition in Wichita where the flight originated.
A number of figure skaters along with their coaches and parents were among those on board the plane, including six people from the Skating Club of Boston.
Two coaches, two teenage athletes, and the athletes' moms.
The coaches were former skating champions in Russia. Confirmation hearings today in Washington for a key Trump appointee.
I'm Vicky Barker. Ranking Democrat Dick Durbin asking President Trump's choice to run the FBI, Kash Patel, why he's appeared with figures from the far right who've voiced racist views and conspiracy theories.
When it comes to your association with individuals, why are so many of them in this category?
Patel's response to that line of questioning throughout the hearing.
I don't believe I'm guilty by association.
Patel distancing himself from past statements, implying he has an enemies list of figures from, quote, the deep state. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Now to Gaza, where a swarm of jeering Palestinians and armed Hamas members converged around some freed Israeli hostages. Eight people were let go today, including three Israelis. Wall Street's right now, the Dow is up 136 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Flight for Life was called but wasn't needed for that fatal Racine County crash yesterday. A 32-year-old Walworth County man died in the impact near Highway K and Beaumont Avenue in Norway. The Racine Harbor Market has been renamed. It's now the Racine Haymarket, reflecting the area's historical significance. The Downtown Racine Corporation is seeking vendors for the seven Thursday night events when the Haymarket returns this summer. Microsoft paid $34 million for that 240-acre site near the Cheese Castle in Kenosha. It's for a new data center project there. The company says the investment is separate from the company's ongoing $3.3 billion project in Mount Pleasant. In a press conference, the CEO of a Waukegan hospital where a woman died of the cold is calling for the Lake County coroner to be removed from the case. Vista Hospital CEO Kevin Spiegel challenged coroner Jennifer Bannock's statement about Chelsea Adolphus's death. She died last week after getting locked out on the roof. Bannock is a former Vista employee. And we have always wanted to live in a neighborhood with someone like the Zosky family in Kenosha County. The sheriff's office there honored the Zoskys with their sheriff's award for their life-saving actions last year. The family alerted authorities after not seeing their neighbor's vehicle move for several days. That led to the discovery and rescue of the neighbor who had fallen and was unable to get help. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin loses to Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers had climbed to the number 17th team ranked in the nation after a recent seven-game winning streak, but they ran into a hot Maryland Terrapins team that has now won four in a row after beating the Badgers 76-68. Badgers head coach Greg Gard after another Big Ten loss on the road.
Yeah, I didn't think we started the second half real well. The stretch where it got away from us, you know, we had three or four possessions in a row where we missed some pretty easy looks, so some of them point blank, some good looks from three, and then they were able to answer. I think it was 57-56 at one point, and then they hit back-to-back threes and got some separation.
The Badgers women's team snapped an eight-game losing streak with a win at home over Michigan, 82-75. Baseball, Wade Miley is no longer with the Brewers. The 38-year-old lefty has rejoined the Reds on a minor league deal worth $2.5 million and should be ready by May. Wade Miley recovering from Tommy John surgery. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
An extremely warm winter day today. Soak up the sunshine and enjoy it, because we're likely going down in history for record high temperatures. Set back in 1988 at 53 degrees, we're soaring to the mid-50s today. It'll be a bit breezy, and we cool off tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 49.
I say hello. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know these songs, right? From the 50s, 60s, and 70s. But before that was the music that Lou Rogani features with Music of the Stars every Sunday morning. It's a must hear on WRJN.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it, you broke it, oh, no.
Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
Dwight from Three Dog Nights on the station with local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Three Dog Night, just so many, 16 consecutive top 40 hits. Who did that in the 60s and 70s besides the Beatles, right? Three Dog Night, and they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Not fair. Okay, I'm done. I'll get off my little pulpit now and remind you that after 2 o'clock today, you can win tickets to see Peter Noon, Hermit of Hermit's Hermits, and the Association at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th. Two pairs of tickets that we're giving away today. But you'll have to know what I talked about in the part of the phone call that I did with Peter Noon that I played at 10:45 this morning on WRJN. Now, if you didn't hear it, call a friend who listens to WRJN and ask them. Because between the two of you, you could win the tickets, okay? And if you win the tickets based on what your friend told you, then take your friend. Reward them that way. It's After 2 o'clock with Kurt Volman on WRJN.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jewelers since 1900.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their dark chocolate decadence kringle, a chocolate lover's dream. O&H's flaky pastry has a layer of premium dark chocolate and a layer of dark chocolate silk filling. It's made even better with chocolate icing topped with colored chocolate curls. If you love chocolate, get one this week. Dark Chocolate Decadence Kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app, on the air or on demand. WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Waiting a million years, the Grassroots, one of a gazillion hits they had in the 60s on WRJN. Finish from the Righteous Brothers and the movie Ghost on WRJN. Here's Stuart J. Waddles with another update now from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Microsoft purchase price is now known. The tech company is spending $3.3 billion in Racine County for a data center campus on the former Foxconn site. State records released this week show Microsoft paid about $34 million for a chunk of land near the Cheese Castle in Kenosha. It's a 240-acre site with plans to develop a new data center there, consisting of four buildings. The tech company says the investment is separate from its ongoing Mount Pleasant project. A week after the death of a woman at his hospital, the CEO of a Waukegan facility is criticizing the coroner. At a press conference yesterday, Vista Hospital CEO Kevin Spiegel defended the hospital's actions and criticized Lake County Coroner Jennifer Bannock. He's not happy with her handling of the investigation. Chelsea Adolphus went to the hospital last Tuesday for treatment. Thursday night, she was found locked out on the roof and later died due to the cold. The CEO says hospital staff followed protocol when Adolphus went missing. The coroner in Lake County is a former Vista employee, with Vista officials looking to have her taken off the investigation. A neighbor that looked out for another neighbor and likely saved a life was honored this week. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office presented the Sheriff's Award to the Zosky family for their quick thinking that saved a neighbor's life. They called police after noticing the neighbor's vehicle had not moved for days. That led to the discovery and rescue of the neighbor who had fallen and was unable to reach out for help. The sheriff's office is praising the family for their outstanding community spirit and neighborly actions. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather. An extremely warm winter day today. Soak up the sunshine and enjoy it, because we're likely going down in history for record high temperatures. Set back in 1988 at 53 degrees, we're soaring to the mid-50s today. It'll be a bit breezy and cool off tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Rock.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget minutes away.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had tanned, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. The song that follows Satisfaction, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget for this afternoon, is a cleverly disguised song about LSD. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets song that hasn't been on the radio for a while, and this one is a pretty well disguised reference to LSD. Came out in 1966, just as that was becoming popular, at least on the West Coast. The song is by the same woman who gave us "These Boots Are Made for Walking," Nancy Sinatra. Yeah, Frank's daughter. This song, produced and written by Lee Hazelwood, who sang a number of duets with her after this song, but the song was a reference, Lee admitted years later, to LSD. It's kind of in between the lines, if you will. You have to read into it with the song called Sugar Town. Nancy Sinatra, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
I got some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass, and pretty soon all my troubles will pass, 'cause I'm in sugar town. I never had a dog that liked me some.
never had a friend or wanted one. So I just lay back and laugh at the sun, 'cause I'm in shoo shoo shoo, shoo shoo shoo, shoo 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 shoo, sugar town. Yesterday it rained in Tennessee. I heard it also rained in Tallahassee. But not a drop fell on little old me, 'cause I was in shoo shoo shoo, shoo shoo shoo, shoo 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 shoo, sugar town. If I had $1 million or ten, shoo, 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 sugar town.
My guess is you didn't know that song was about LSD. I was too young and naive to even give that a thought, but that's what it was all about. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on WRJN from Nancy Sinatra. Coming up tomorrow at 9:45-ish, another nugget. And this song came from a Motown group when they weren't with Motown. They quit Motown. Who would have the courage to do that? Find out. 9:45 tomorrow morning on WRJN.
WRJN.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Shining through the window lets me know everything's alright.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me
in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match yet. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
And the Spoonful. Remember, you can win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association after 2 o'clock with Kurt Volman here on WRJN.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you. And only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show.
Times
if the answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetest, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pie.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump is speaking out about last night's collision between an American Airlines regional jet and an Army helicopter near Reagan National Airport.
Both aircraft crashed instantly and were immediately submerged into the icy waters of the Potomac. Real tragedy.
The president says there were no survivors. 67 people were killed. Trump laid some of the blame on his predecessors.
They didn't build the systems properly. They spent a lot of money renovating a system, spending much more money than they would have spent if they bought a new system for air traffic controllers, meaning the computerized systems.
Trump also blamed DEI programs, suggesting they have lowered standards in the aviation industry. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has more from Washington.
He seemed to be jumping to conclusions before an investigation begins, saying, I'm going to express my opinions, knowing that it could take several years for an investigation to be completed. Let's convey two pieces of information he shared. First, he assured the flying public they should fly. Second, that there will be a, quote, systematic investigation led by the FAA, the National Transportation Safety Board, the Defense Department, to review what went on.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is promising a thorough investigation.
What happened yesterday shouldn't have happened. It should not have happened.
And when Americans take off in airplanes, they should expect to land at their destination.
CBS's Charlie Daggett reports the Army helicopter was on a training flight when it collided with the plane.
Helicopters are often used to transport military personnel and take part in other duties around the D.C. area. So, of course,